Hello.
Hello, Raymond?
Yes.
Hi, this is Roy from the post office.
Yeah.
And I just needed to let you know you're getting a new postal carrier starting next Monday.
Oh, okay.
Okay, and he's a sex offender, but he's rehabilitated and everything. But I just want to let you know he can't be within 500 feet of any children.
Okay.
So if you have any children there, you need to keep them maybe in the back of the house at least.
Okay, well, we don't have any here, but...
Okay, well, if you have any children visiting, make sure they're not there when the postman gets there.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
And also, he's blind. He's a blind sexual offender. Yes.
How's he to get around?
Well, you know, he's got the cane and everything. But
they got a vehicle route here.
Right, but it's a self-driving Google car.
Is this a crank call?
No, sir. A crank call?
Well, what you're telling me just absolutely doesn't even come close to sounding real.
What?
You're going to have a sex offender deliver mail that's blind?
Which part is unrealistic?
All of it.
Well, it's the Disabilities Act of 2004. We have to hire blind people. We don't want to. It sucks. But we have to.
And you got to hire sex offenders too, huh?
Well, no, that's just a rehabilitation program, and we get a discount. We don't have to pay them as much.
Yeah. All right.
But
okay.
We're going to need you to put lettering on your mailbox. Braille house number on your mailbox.
Well, I assume you'll deliver that to me so I can put it on.
No,
I have no damn idea what the hell you're talking about.
You just go to the hardware store and ask for Braille lettering to put on your mailbox.
Well, I've got to pay for that?
Of course.
You're saving the money, and I got to pay for it.
What, do we pay for your mailbox? No. Why would we pay for everyone's mailbox?
Well, you guys are the ones that are handling hiring someone who can't see.
Well, it's because of the Disabilities Act. If you don't
the Disabilities Act, government people, your government, I mean,
oh, it's our government.
You pass all these stupid laws, and we got to pay for them.
Well, maybe
what
you should get into politics and change things. Ever think of that?
Yeah, I'm not crooked enough to get into politics.
Oh, so now we're all crooked?
No, the elected ones are. Are you elected?
You just, why do you
all
think
right,
we
goodbye.
Should have to pay for anything? This is.
Oh.
Raymond, I need you to say the Pledge of Allegiance with me on the count of three. Are you ready? One,
I know the
two.
Pledge of Allegiance.
Oh, I bet you don't. Let's hear it then.
I bet you I do. Yeah, I don't even have to have you help me. I pledge allegiance to the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. There.
Yeah, but you're
now,
not supposed
to... stick that in your cigar and smoke it,
you're not
buddy.
Supposed to slur your words like that when you say it. That's disrespectful.
Hey, I tell you what. Stick it in your backside, okay? Bye.